OFM News, in touch with your world. I'm Ul Katsir. Good afternoon. Bloemfontein water crisis could be resolved by Thursday, and Northwest homeopath nabbed for fraud. Water supply to the southern parts of Bloemfontein could be restored by Thursday if things go according to plan. The DA's Rousseau Botha says the burst pipe has now been removed and contractors are busy preparing the ground for a new pipe. Botha says should there be no further disruptions, a new pipe could be installed before the end of the afternoon and water supply to the south could be restored by tomorrow evening or Thursday morning. Botha, however, says residents should err on the side of caution because there are no guarantees.
The water will take a couple of hours to graduate through to all the different areas in the south. Only for the south, not for the north. The north is another issue. I personally think the north has not even reached their peak of problems. You see, it's quite in the beginning, the north, so there's still suburbs with a little bit of water. We know what is the consumption at this stage, what they need and what is available from the reservoir site.
The Serious Commercial Crimes Unit of the Hawks in Northwest Province arrested a homeopath in Rustenburg at Wildebeest Farm today for allegedly selling medical certificates. According to Hawks spokesperson Tlangelani Rikotso, the suspect is alleged to have issued medical certificates without prior examination at a consultation fee of 300 rand. The suspect will make her first appearance at the Tlhabane Magistrates Court on November 22nd. She's facing charges of fraud and contravening the Allied Health Professions Council of South Africa Act. And things have returned to normal at the Bethel High School near Kolini in Northwest after a week during which intimidation of grade 8 learners by matrix necessitated police intervention. Grade 12 learners apparently stole 15 bottles of fruit juice concentrate from the school cafeteria and emptied them into the swimming pool, along with all the food prepared for last Sunday. They intended to baptize the grade 8 learners in the pool, and this led to officials from the education department being sent to the school. They were allegedly threatened by the matric learners, and they also threatened to torch the car and home of the school principal, and attempted to set fire to the hostel. The police's tactical response team had to be deployed to defuse the situation. Northwest MEC for Education, Selo Lehari, has condemned the learners' behaviour and says there's no place for it in the province's schools. And British pie manufacturer Greggs has apologised for a Christmas advert that replaced baby Jesus with one of their sausage rolls in a nativity scene. The ad features the three wise men huddled around worshipping the Greggs sausage roll and has prompted calls for a boycott from the UK pressure group Freedom Association. Sky News reports the group believes Greggs intended to target Christianity through the ad and called on them to donate their profits to the Salvation Army. Greggs has denied the claim and apologised for the offence. Your top story at this hour, water supply to the southern parts of Bloemfontein could be restored by Thursday if all goes according to plan. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.